Welcome to Season 2, Episode 10 of Des Moines Backstage, the Central Iowa Theater Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Bocart. Today we sat down with David Van Cleve, Maddie Davis, Amara Feidelson, Gabe Wagner, Noah Hackbart, and Landry Wagner, who are involved with Des Moines Young Artist Theater's production of Hairspray Jr., which runs October 20th through the 29th at the Des Moines Civic Center's Stoner Theater. For more information on this production, you can visit dmyat.org. This episode was recorded on Wednesday, October 11th at Des Moines On Stage. Now, let's go backstage.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines backstage.
Backstage.
Des Moines backstage.
Des Moines backstage.
Des Moines backstage.
The Central Iowa.
The Central Iowa.
The Central Iowa
Theater Podcast.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
Des Moines backstage.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
Des Moines backstage.
Des Moines backstage. The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
Okay, welcome to Des Moines Backstage, the Central Iowa Theater Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Bocart. Today we're sitting here with a whole bunch of people involved with Hairspray Jr. presented by Des Moines Young Artists Theater, which is opening there on October 20th at the Stoner Theater at the, I almost said the Des Moines Social Club, at the Des Moines Civic Center, where they have recently moved. Good move. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Awesome.
Great. All right. Well, let's go around the... Not really a table. We're just sitting here around like a coffee table, footstool thing. Let's go around the footstool and have everyone introduce themselves so they know, so the audience knows who's all here.
I am David Van Cleve. I am the Artistic Director of Des Moines Young Artists Theater and the Director of Hairspray Jr.
I'm Maddie Davis, and I'm in the ensemble.
I'm Amara Feidelson. I am Judine, a Dynamite.
I'm Gabe Wagner. I'm Wilbur Turnblad.
I'm Noah Hackbart. I'm Corny Collins.
I'm Landry Wagner. I'm in the ensemble.
Great. Well, David, for the people listening to this that don't know what Hairspray is, give us sort of a brief synopsis of the show, and then also mention what's the difference between like a regular show and a junior show, just so we know what to expect.
Absolutely. So Hairspray is based on the John Waters film, and if you're not familiar, John Waters is a pretty incredible film director. His movies are a little darker, a little campy.
Not so much this one, but a lot of his earlier ones.
Right. Yeah. But this one, you know, Ricky Lake starred as the original and Tracy Turnblad, and then they turn into a Broadway musical that was a huge hit. If you're a fan of Glee, Mr. Shue starred as the original, Link Larkin, which was fun. And now we have, and then they did the movie musical with John Travolta and Queen Latifah. And it just
and
did Hairspray Live.
Zac Efron, right?
Yep, absolutely. Zac Efron. How could I forget Zefron? I'm embarrassed for myself. And then they did, Fox did, was it Fox or NBC, did Hairspray Live with Jennifer Hudson.
I think it was NBC, yep.
And now there's Hairspray Jr. A junior, so MTI, who licenses a lot of the main Broadway musicals, created a Broadway Junior series. And it's about a 75-minute adaptation of hit Broadway musicals specifically designed to be performed by students. So they transpose the keys. They edit it if there's any adult content or language, and make it appropriate for child performers, but also child audience attention spans. But almost all the songs you love from the musical are in here. A few that I'm missing, but most of them are still there. They just might be a little bit shorter. And we have 39... incredible kids performing this.
And how many schools are represented by that? I know you usually keep track of that.
I know it's above 20. I believe it's 23.
That's impressive.
But I will text you the correct
What's the age range of kids in the show?
Ages 8 to 18.
Wow. Well, I'd love to hear about each of you guys' characters if you want to just go around or randomly talk about which character you play and just tell us a little bit about them, maybe what their goals are and stuff like that.
I'm in the Pinky staff, and I'm a daughter, and Mama, I'm a big girl now. And Pinky staff is like, she works for Mr. Pinky, which is a person who owns the store for girls. I forget what the name of it is.
Mr. Pinky's Hefty Hideaways.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Pinky's Hefty Hideaways.
That's catchy.
Plus and plus sizes.
Quality clothes for quantity girls.
And I'm a daughter, and Mom, I'm a big girl now, and I don't think there's anything else to say about that.
Well, I'm Judine, and she stars in Welcome to the 60s. And Welcome to the 60s is about welcoming Edna Turnblad to the world, to show her, like, everything around her, just not doing laundry like she does. And the Dynamites are all fabulous, and they have all these clothes, new stuff. And we just like to show it to everybody, so yeah.
I play Wilbur Turnblad. He owns a joke shop. I have a lot of fun toys that I get to play with in the show. I'm Tracy's dad.
Like what? Tell us about those toys.
All right. I have a rubber chicken. I have some fake teeth. A giant bow tie. It squirts water.
Nice, I love it.
I have a fake hand that I can attach to my sleeve-ish.
He already tricked me once, so.
Oh, yep. Playing some pranks with the props already.
And then I have this clown nose that's still to be used.
And we just got a disappearing magic wand.
We did.
Oh, fancy.
That's going to be fun.
That's a lot of tricks up your sleeve in this show.
We decided that every time we see Wilbur, he should have a different joke item.
I love it. Well, Noah, tell us about your character.
Well, I'm Corny Collins, and if you've ever seen, you know, the musical or the movie, he's like, he wants to, he's the center of attention, and he likes that. And he has his own show, and all the teenagers in town are like, oh my gosh, it's Corny Collins, I gotta be on his show. And that's kind of how Tracy gets roped into it. She's, she really wants to be on his show, so he likes to be the center of attention.
So he's the host of the
host of the Corny Collins show. That's, of course, the name. I love it. I'm fine with it.
Well, you're a pretty corny kid, so that makes
sense. Oh, thanks.
That makes sense.
Thanks.
No, honestly, though, I think I've never seen this live. I've only seen the movie. Not even the movie with Zac Efron, just like the NBC live one.
Well, the movie's my favorite, like the Zac Efron, Queen Latifah. I mean,
isn't John Travolta in that too?
But I love Kristen Chenoweth. About that.
But Kristen Chenoweth's awesome too, though.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
But Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know she could sing, but she came into the movie and she just.
Moral of my story.
She sang.
I think you're good for this role, is what I was trying to say. Well, we have one person left here to hear about their role in the show.
So I'm Landry, and I'm playing a daughter. And I'm one of the Pinky staff.
And are you having fun with
them? Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of the show? What do you like to do most?
It's really, the choreography is really neat, so it's fun to be able to be part of it.
Is there any parts of it that are really hard for you or challenging?
A little bit.
Yeah, like what?
Sometimes in Without Love or stuff like that, but.
Nice. But overall, you're having a good time? Good. That's what we like to hear. Well, David, what are some of the themes that we're dealing with in this show? You know, what are people going to leave talking about? And what are people going to leave talking about? And what can we get out of the show? You know, what's the message? And actually, this is something all of you can answer as well.
There's kind of a lot going on. First of all, people are going to leave talking about our incredible cast. Even right here in this group, we have people like Maddie, who have done theater before but are new to Des Moines Young Artist Theater. We have people like Landry, who are brand new to theater completely. Then we have old pros like Noah. Gabe just had a Chloris-nominated turn
School
in
of
School
Rock,
of Rock.
Right, absolutely.
And then Amara, who made her debut in Akeel and the Bee and then was in School of Rock and now in this and keeps getting better and better with every show she does with us. And the same can be said about everyone in the cast. So that's the first thing people are going to be talking about. But the second thing is that the show takes place in the 60s, but it's about one girl who is different. She's a little bit overweight, and people look down on her and are mean to her and discriminate against her. But she doesn't let that tear her down. In fact, she uses it to help other people who are considered an other. And the show deals with gender discrimination and racial politics and racism in the 60s. And I think that those are conversations that are still very much happening and very relevant in our country and our society today. So there's, it's a well-known classic musical, but we've put a few tiny moments of 2017 in there that I think audiences will respond to. And we've had some great conversations about those themes and how 1962 is different from 2017 and how it's similar. But what about, I want to hear from you guys.
Yeah, what do you guys think the show is about? You know, what's the core themes of the show? I know Noah usually has some really good insight into this kind of stuff.
I see the show as just telling you to have a positive outlook on life, even when things may not be so good, so positive. It's the attitude you put into it. So I guess that's probably one of the bigger themes for me is Tracy doesn't let anything deter her. She's very positive towards everything. So even when she's insulted in the show, she still somewhat has that smile on her face. You know, she may be hurt, but she's not going to let that... she's not going to take a step back. She's going to keep going. So good. That's what I think.
Anybody else? Looked like Maddie was going to say something.
Well, technically just what Noah and David said. Some people may think you're different and everybody's different. So you shouldn't let that discriminate. So you shouldn't let people discriminate you because of that. Because they're as different as you are from everybody else.
It's literally the best way to put that.
Absolutely. My opinion is if you have a problem in your life, what a lot of people do, you can fight through it and you always will with the people around you and your friends, family, everything in your life will help you get through it. Some people might take you down. Some people might lift you up. Focus on the people who lift you up, not the people who take you down.
Absolutely. Is this all stuff that kids. David has taught you guys, or is this just what you've come to discover? No,
these are things that they are teaching me. I mean, let's be real.
Absolutely.
What the best thing about my job is not that I get to teach children, it's that children get to teach me. And I have 39 incredible teachers in this one.
True story. Well, this is getting real. Getting a little emotional here.
If only I had a fart machine too.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna edit that part
mood
out,
changer.
Right?
Nope.
Mood changer.
Absolutely not.
Do it. Sounds like somebody laughing with his mouth closed.
We are this is just a plug for Wilbur Turnblad's Hardy Har Hut.
My dad has the exact same phone and I think
bargain,
he used to have that app. Then he was like,
that app should just come standard with every phone.
What's the point of this app? Why am I using this app?
David, now I'm curious. So this is DMYAT's first show at the Stoner Theater. Which, first off, I'm very happy to see local theater in the Stoner again, because it's a good space that hadn't been utilized for a little while since Stage West left there. Tell us about Des Moines Young Artists Theater's decision/opportunity to move from the Come and Go Theater at the Social Club to the Stoner.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I just want to again thank the Des Moines Social Club for everything they've done. When they opened, Des Moines Young Artists Theater saw a huge boost in ticket sales and visibility in our community, and it's been wonderful for us and really helped us mature as an organization. In fact, too much. Our average show at this Social Club could seat about 130 people, and we can seat 200 at the Stoner, and we were selling shows out. We sold out the entire run of School of Rock.
I tried to see it and didn't get it.
My family, we wanted to go see it, but every single night we couldn't go because we were going to go with our cousin and we weren't able to.
And of course, there's other programming at the Social Club, so we couldn't extend the run. But we know that we could have sold another week. And the other part is the Social Club is a wonderful organization and I love going there and attending their events, but it is their demographic is a little bit different than ours. We want to be that destination theater company for families, and the Social Club is not necessarily doesn't necessarily cater to families. And Des Moines Performing Arts has their Broadway Applause series, and they have the Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield Family Series. They have a whole bunch of different family programming. We kind of fit in with them. I think it just makes sense, and we also just wanted to elevate our audience experience from what they're used to getting at the social club. We wanted to elevate that a little bit more. And the other part is that it helps our identity. We were sharing the social club space with several other theater companies, and now we're one of the, I mean, it's us and Pyramid Theater Company are the two resident theater companies now at the Stoner.
Right.
And so it helps kind of solidify who we are and our place within the community.
I could not agree more. And that was a really good answer, too, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your microphone's covered in sweat now.
that's what the guard is for.
Your microphone was turned off.
Have you guys... Have you guys done anything to sort of get into the mood of the 60s? I know, obviously, none of you were alive. None of us were alive. Your mom was alive. Okay. We'll make sure to tell everyone that. what have you guys done to sort of get into the time period and the era? Have you learned about anything? It looks like this fellow down here has a little bit.
Not necessarily
the
60s, but definitely my character.
Yeah?
I've worked on, like, this is so off topic, but, like, I've worked on jokes and stuff. And
yeah? Well, like, what? Tell us about it. I'm legitimately curious about that.
I'm just kind of, like, tinkering in my room a little bit with stuff that I could use, just little stuff, and I don't know.
It's just really getting into the character.
Yeah.
That's good. Have any of you guys done any study on the time period?
Really, my mom. I mean, we watched the movie. My mom kind of told me about it, like, you know, and like by the script and stuff, like, the hair, the way that the hair, like that Tracy says her hair is and stuff, you can like kind of imagine that. And yeah. Oh, and you should really cut the thing about my mom being alive from the 60s. Because I don't think she would be mad. I just think she would be like, why did you say that?
Now I'm definitely going to leave it in there just so we can hear you talk about that.
In fact, I think that little quip right there should be like the post-ending credits. Like the ending theme plays. And then we just hear Maddie say, can you cut that part?
Yes, absolutely. I'll have to see about doing that. So how many performances? I know it runs from the 20th to the 29th, but how many actual performances of the show are in those dates?
Nine.
She's correct.
Nine whole performances. That's great. Wow. And again, like I said, it runs October 20th through the 29th. You have nine chances to see it. Tickets are not expensive. They're $25,
with
I think.
Fees and everything, they're about $25.
Yeah, that's fairly.
We do have student and senior prices available, and tickets are available. There's a direct link on our website, dmyit.org, but you can buy them through the Des Moines Performing Arts ticket office, either at desmoinesperformingarts.org, by phone, or by just stopping in. So when you go see Something Rotten playing right now, during intermission, stop down in the box office and buy your tickets to see us.
David literally said everything I was going to say in my sign-off, so I won't even bother signing off.
Great
thanks
job,
for listening,
David.
Everybody, and thanks for talking to me today, guys.
Thanks, Kyle.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Des Moines Backstage. Please subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. My favorite app is the Pocket Casts app. Also, if you'd like us to feature your next production as an episode of Des Moines Backstage, you can send us a message on our Facebook page. Thanks for listening.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines Backstage.
Backstage.
Des Moines Backstage.
Des Moines Backstage.
Des Moines Backstage.
The Central Iowa.
The Central Iowa.
The Central Iowa.
Theater Podcast.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
Des Moines Backstage.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
Des Moines Backstage.
Des Moines Backstage. The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
Cut the thing about my mom being alive from the 60s.